Some of you people just about missed it.
Welcome to RFM. And Edwin, yeah. You're listening to a special collaboration between Tin Trains, or In Transit, the Rob Hakimian show, and Most People DJs, which is my show. Both of them usually on Sundays, but neither of them usually at 5 o'clock. Is your mic even working? Okay, Rob's mic might not be... Oh, yeah, there we go. Do it again. This is quite exciting. Okay, well, while we try and work out what's going on with the microphones, let's play another song. This is going to be Women and Shaking Hand. women and shaking hand after that shambolic opening to the show.
It wasn't our fault. Now my thing's really loud.
Brilliant. This is.
It's so not our good. Fault. Look, the studio's been closed for God knows how long.
I think we're the first show to be in it for about
and
a month.
We come back here and we expect, they've got all this new equipment, we expect it to be working properly without us having to fiddle around with it.
But I think it's fixed now. It seems like it's all right. So yeah, after that
So let me go back to the first song, which was Born Under Punches by Talking Heads. In this show, I'm going to try and talk about a little bit about all the gigs I've been to since the last In Transit show, which was about 2 months ago. And that one relates to when I went to see David Byrne way back at the beginning of April. And he was amazing. And he played loads of new stuff, his own solo stuff, and Talking Heads classics, including that one. And yeah, if you can see him, you should definitely see him. Also,
there's a review of that on your blog, isn't there?
That's a little one on 130bpm.com/tintrains. Also, he's coming back in August to the Roundhouse for a month. He's doing some project where he turns the whole Roundhouse into a musical instrument or something.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one about the Titanic?
Or is that something else? I don't know. I don't really know much about it. It sounds pretty interesting.
I saw this really cool thing about, there's a piece about the Titanic, and they kind of put the speakers underwater and play it underwater, and all it's crazy. Look on the Guardian website, it's on there.
All right. Anyway, second gig I went to, I think. My mind's a bit fuzzy now. But the last one I can remember after David Byrne was St. Vincent, a.k.a. Annie Clark, who used to be in the Polyphonic Spree, but now she's gone solo and she's amazing. And her new second album was out last week or the week before. And she did a really short set, which was a shame because every single song was amazing. You just wanted to go on forever. But she's like a solo artist, and like, but up there on stage, she can like play as loud or as amazing as like a whole band, and she's definitely worth seeing. And she like, because her songs are normally like quite instrumental and stuff on her own, she has to strip them down quite a lot, and it's quite different to the record. So if you get to see her live, definitely check it out. And this is a song off a new album called Black Rainbow. Breaking it, wrecking ball outside. Wasn't ready for the end of that.
Do you want to back announce it?
That was St. Vincent with Black Rainbow.
Yeah, good times. Right. If the mics weren't working at the beginning, you might not have heard what we're doing. We're doing like a collaboration between In Transit and most people DJs today, so we're going to take it into a space song. If Rob's doing like the gigs he's seen in the last 2 months or something, I don't really have a theme for my stuff. I tend to play kind of things that are coming up and also just songs I like. And this next one and the one I've just played are both in the songs I like category rather than having any particular.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't play songs you don't like, would you?
Well, yeah, thanks, Rob. Thanks for that. Yeah, that's true. So here's a song I like. This is off a Kill Rock Stars compilation from a few years ago. And it's really, really hard to get albums by this band in England. You have to mail order them off this tiny record label in America, which takes about 5 days to reply to questions about how long it takes to send a CD and like shipping costs and stuff. I'm bitter about this. Anyway, this is a band called...
What are they called?
They're called the record label.
Yeah.
I can't remember. They've only got like two bands. So. The band's called Biography of Ferns and the song's called John the Barber. Biography of Ferns, John the Barber. It's off a record. I can't remember what the record's called. It's because it was that is off a compilation out in about 2004.
You don't know that much about them, do you?
No. Well, loads. There's all these bands that it's impossible to find anything about them on the internet. They've barely got a MySpace.
That's because you should listen to normal bands.
They are a normal band.
Where did you hear about them?
On this Kill Rock Stars compilation.
And that's all you know about them.
Pretty much.
Just the one song.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought it was good though.
I never get compilations.
Well, no, I only do when they're like a quid, and two discs for a quid is about. Oh, actually, the reason I bought that compilation, two discs for a quid, and also it's got this weird, like, Thurston Morley, Ronaldo, Steve Shelley, and Jim O'Rourke, weird gamelan-y, Joni thing on it. which is quite cool.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it is.
You should play that sometime.
Yeah, maybe. It's only about 20 seconds long, though, unfortunately.
So you bought two discs.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was only going to be 20 seconds long. So.
And that's, is that the only thing that all those people appear in? 20 seconds?
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. And it's not even Sonic Youth.
That's amazing.
What do you got next, Rob?
I've got Yeah, who were in town for three nights.
They were in town like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but they were three nights.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'd forgotten you were doing nights. Yeah, okay, never mind.
I saw them on the third night. They were amazing, of course. You know, I can't really bother to say anything else about them. And this is from their first album. It's called Y Control. I'm starting to think I might have played that track on In Transit before.
Oh, it's always awkward when you can play bands more than once, but the same track more than once is a bit...
I've played Yeah a lot on In Transit, actually. I don't know why they keep coming
There was a phase when I used to play Pavement pretty much every single week, but I've been trying to avoid them recently, just because I can't play too much.
Okay, what have you got?
What have I got next? A bit of Dinosaur Jr. Because there's a real band for you, Rob. Dinosaur Jr. This is their cover of The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Ends really suddenly, annoyingly, but... So we might get caught out, as you, I imagine, might get caught out by the end of this song. Anyway, yeah, Dinosaur Jr., Just Like Heaven.
allows herself. I threw her arms around my neck. Show me how you do it, and I'll promise you a promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you. Spinning on that dizzy air, I kissed her face, I kissed her hair. Dreamed of all the different ways I had to make it go. Why are you so far away, she said.
Yeah, Dinosaur Jr., Just Like Heaven. I told you the ending was ridiculous. There's...
I quite like that. I think I could just make out Just Like Heaven under all the fuzz.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I really like it a lot more than the original, that cover. Especially the like death metal growls
you're
from
lucky,
Blue Barlow.
You're lucky
course.
We don't have any like hardcore Cure
yeah,
fans.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand hardcore Cure fans, to be honest. Why would you listen to that when you could listen to Dinosaur Jr. just destroying Just Like Heaven instead? Really,
yeah, that you know. Death metal screamage.
Yeah, it's good times. Yeah, Dinosaur Jr. are touring. I don't know if they're touring at the moment, but they're playing London quite soon. They're playing some big venue, though, and it's 1750, so I don't know if I'm going, but I might
they're
do.
Playing, like, Brixton or something.
Yeah, the Brixton Academy is quite a big venue. That's, like, 3,000.
Yeah, but 1750 for Brixton Academy is quite good.
It's all right. I don't know. I might go. I'm not... I don't know. I'm not really sure why I'm having this discussion on Rare FM, either. It's like...
It's because you only ever go to gigs that your bands, you know, one song off of some random
That's
compilation.
That's not true! Although...
It's so true.
We booked a band for Propaganda before that I knew one song off, really.
You went to see It Hugs Back, you knew, like, one song.
That's not true, either. I knew their whole, like, compilation.
Okay.
I'm just getting abuse here. Completely unfounded abuse.
Well, you get it by email. Oh, email in studio@rarefm.co.uk. Yeah. Abuse Edwin.
Don't abuse me, abuse Rob. And also, you should check out both the blogs for the show.
I can't be bothered to say them. You can say yours.
http://...
You don't have to say that, but...
mostlydjs.blogspot.com, and then another slash at the end, just to make it work properly, you know.
That doesn't make any difference.
It does. It does make a difference. It makes it quicker to load.
Okay, on to Sonic Youth, which is a
good choice.
I both went to.
Yeah, I was going to play some Sonic Youth as well, but I'll let Robert...
I think we chose the same song anyway. Well, actually, I was going to play Cross the Breeze, but I think we've decided to play one of the songs off their new album, which isn't actually out yet.
Well, it sort of is. It's been streaming on their website if you've ordered it already.
Yes, which is how we are playing it through the radio.
Yep. Obviously.
What did you think of the gig?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. It's probably the best gig I've ever seen.
Same
seriously,
here.
Just
same
because
here.
The Skull is such an awesome venue. And they're so... Given that Kim Gordon is 57, I think, like...
She's 57?
She's 57. Thurston's 50. Lee Ranaldo's, like, 54. And Steve Shelley's, like, 45 or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Kim
serious.
Gordon cannot
57.
Be 57.
I'm serious. 100% she's 57. Anyway, given that she's 57, and everyone... They had a combined age of, like, 230, including Mark Eyebold.
Did you add up that up yourself?
No, I didn't. No, it's something like that. It's got to be about that. It's probably about 240.
Including Mark Eyebold, it's got to be about 250.
Well, he's not 50. He's about 40 because he was in Pavement.
Yeah, so it comes to
so
like 250.
Must be like 40 now. Yeah, about 250. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, I thought it was a really, really good gig.
Anyway, considering their age, they rock out so hard.
They even if you take away the age thing completely, they still rock harder than most bands I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they're so tight. You can tell they've been playing together for years. And yeah, they played loads of old stuff as well as new stuff.
They played basically the set was from Daydream Nation and Before and the new album. And
yeah.
One thing off Dirty or Goo or something, I can't remember.
One off Goo, one off Experimental Jet Set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and lots of old stuff, which is wonderful. And the three tracks from Daydream Nation. But anyway, we're going to play one of their new songs, which is What We Know.
It was introduced by Lee at the gig as "I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours," which is a line from Bob Dylan, obviously.
Yeah, which confused me immensely when I went home and wanted to see what track it was on the album, and it wasn't there.
Interesting story. He called it that because the person I was standing next to on the rail had a T-shirt with that line on it, and Lee pointed his T-shirt.
Oh, nice!
Exciting little story for you there.
Okay, let's just play the song.
Yeah, do it.
What We Know by Sonic Youth.
Yep.
Welcome back to Most People Are Arts in It.
Which is that's an anagram.
A very nice anagram of Most People Are Tin Trains that John Bell made for us. So thanks, John.
It's quite sophisticated in how much it's changed the original.
People and are exactly the same.
And Tom's instead of most is
just one word mixed around. But Arts in It, it really hits
pure
a peak
genius.
There.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you got next?
I've got Young Marble Giants off their only record, which is called Colossal Youth.
Young
Marble Giants, yeah. They're like an 80s post-punk indie pop kind of weird band.
Proto-punk?
Not post-punk, post-punk this time. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with those words.
Nothing, I just never use genres, and then every time I listen to your show, I learn a new genre.
It's because I read way too much stupid, like, just...
free magazines.
Yeah, basically. Too much rock criticism on the internet and magazines and stuff. I end up picking up these stupid catchphrases, like, pretty soon, I'm pretty sure I'm going to describe something as a sonic cathedral. I hope so.
I think I quite like that phrase.
Well, yeah, it's quite good. It's the name of the club now as well. Yeah. Young Marble Giants, and this one's called Music for Evenings. That's Young Marble Giants and Music for Evenings.
They only made one album.
Yep, one album and like a Peel session and a kind of half released second album.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. What? I thought that was really good. It's like 1980 that was released, and it prefaces this kind of Amelia Fletcher by about 13 years. Okay. Crazy. I thought it was good. All right, what have you got, Rob? What have you got next?
Beirut.
All the songs sound the same.
Yeah, they do. That's my main criticism of when I went to see him live. They do all sound the same. So, yeah. I mean, I would go see him if you really, really like him.
I do like the one song they have. It's a good song. But
they have more than one song. Which
one are you playing?
A Sunday Smile, because we're on Sundays. Yeah, it's a good one. And hopefully everyone who's listening is smiling.
So I certainly am.
This is a dedication to everyone who's sitting at home and smiling.
Sunday, smile, we were
Sunday Smile by Beirut, dedicated to everyone who is smiling on Sunday. And hopefully if you weren't smiling before, you are now.
Oh, nice link.
Hopefully more people will listen on the download though, so it won't be Sunday.
Well, they could just wait and play it on like a... In when we do a week without a show, they could pretend.
But they wouldn't know that I dedicated to people on Sundays.
But they could... true. Unless, yeah, that's a problem.
It's a bit of a problem. Doesn't matter. That's dedicated to anyone smiling, no matter what day of the week it is you're listening.
Nice. Okay. Inclusiveness on Rare FM. Yeah. That's what we stand for. Okay. Good radio is rare.
Good radio is rare on Rare FM, though, but no one's been in.
This is the first time anyone's been in the studio for about a month.
Probably.
And I've done one show since then, and I'm pretty sure, Rob, you haven't done a show for about 2 months.
Yeah.
No one.
I did come in here and revise.
Yeah, I can see that, because the chairs in here are actually really comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though it's quite cluttered with... They've got some new equipment, but none of it seems to work.
So. We should give that a try.
Yeah, they've got some, we could do some like proper mixing. Mashups and
No, forget about it.
That's gone well. That's gone really well.
Really well.
Let's play another song. Next one I'm going to play is The Replacements off their second record. It's Colour Me Impressed. Do you want to insult it before or after I played it?
I like The Replacements.
Fair enough. Go on then. Colour Me Impressed off Hootenanny.
Colour Me Impressed with that song.
Oh, nice. Good work. Quality link.
Okay, there's two parts to this link. Do you want to do the fun part first or the having a go at EMI part?
Let's do the rant part first and then we can lead into the song with the fun part.
Okay, well, I've come to the end of my gig, so I can play anything I want now, which includes a song from the soon-not-to-be-released album by Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse, Dark Night of the Soul, which... unfortunately, it's an amazing album. Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, David Lynch have worked together on an album and got in so many different artists to collaborate on all the tracks, and they've created a really great album. But EMI won't let them release it.
Why not? What's the problem?
I don't really know
is
what
like
the problem
copyright
is.
Thing
I think it's something to do with they pissed off with Danger Mouse about the Grey album or something. That's what I heard.
That's understandable.
Yeah, but get over it. This is going to make you money. Isn't that what you want? So it's not going to be released. I'd encourage you to go and find it on the internet because it has been posted several places. You can ask me for a link if you want. I'll give it to you. Anyway, This is why you should download it. It's got all these people in it. I'm going to name the person. You've got to name what band they're from.
This could be difficult.
Let's see how good you are. Wayne Coyne.
It's from Flaming Lips.
Gruff Reese.
It's something with... I can't remember.
Super Furry Animals.
Oh, I knew it was... I thought it was them, but I didn't want to say it.
Jason Little or Jason Lytle.
I don't remember.
Granddaddy.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Casablancas.
It's the Strokes.
Yeah. Black Francis.
It's, well, yeah, he's not called Black Francis anymore. Okay, yeah. But he's from Pixies.
Pixies. Iggy Pop.
Stooges.
James Mercer.
I can't remember.
The Shins.
Oh, yeah.
Nina Persson.
Nope, don't know.
The Cardigans. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Oh, you forgot Scott Spillane. He plays on it.
Does he?
Yeah, of Nutrimilk Hotel, obviously. Oh, the best bad. One.
My bad.
Disappointing.
Okay. You did quite well, so which one do you want to hit?
Well, which track?
Yeah.
Can I have the one with Scott Spillane?
I don't know which one he's on.
Oh, well, I don't either because I haven't heard the album yet. Let's have the one with Iggy on.
All right. This is Pain featuring Iggy Pop.
Cool.
Go.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Just one track. I mean, all because of so many different artists on it, every track is completely different. So
we found out that Scott Spillane plays on the title track.
Yeah, which I actually kind of wanted to play. Oh, I won't play it this week. I'll play it another week, and you better be listening.
I look forward to it. Yeah.
What have you got?
I've got a song by Bearsuit now, which has a special relevance. But I think I'll probably play the song first, then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Oh. Keep them in suspense.
Yeah, you know. So this is off their like B-sides and stuff compilation, Team Ping Pong, and it's called Going Steady. We'll be right back.
just can't breathe unless the prom tomorrow's gone beyond the dome. I can't get home, I need a pill. I can't conceive, I just can't breathe unless the prom tomorrow's gone beyond the dome. I can't get home, I need a... Take it if you want to, but you never believe it. Take it in the pond for hours. Get a statue, getting ready to go out. Get a statue, getting ready to go out. Me and Andy. Me and Andy.
Yeah, Bear Suit, Going Steady, off their record Team Ping Pong, which is kind of a B-side and compilation and stuff. Anyway, yeah, well, one of the reasons I played Bear Suit, other than the fact that they're really good, and they're like an English deer hoof or something like that.
English what?
Deer hoof.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'd say then, you know, I think there's a likeness there. Yeah. Ooh, that's interesting. Nice. The joys
of Spotify. The warning of the shutdown. The whole compound's going into lockdown. We're locked in. We're going to be here all night now.
That's annoying.
Hopefully we can get it open.
Yeah. Anyway, Bear Suit are playing the Union Propaganda on the 2nd of June.
Who booked that? That's genius.
I don't
genius.
Know. Whoever it is an absolute genius. The DJs for that particular gig are Most People Are DJs and Tin Trains.
Who are they?
They sound amazing from the names. I don't know.
Who else is playing?
Also playing are My Sad Captains, who are phenomenal. Probably my favourite band in London at the moment. And they've got an album coming out in about a month.
The Fly calls them one of the capital's best kept secrets.
Does it?
Yeah.
Good. Anyway.
And who else?
Also Pope Joan are playing.
Pope Joan. The Enemy says they're something quirky, something.
Yeah, they're good. Nice quote. Anyway, that 8-bit kind of lo-fi, punky pop type stuff. Anyway, it'll be a really good gig. Bear Suit, My Sad Captains, Face Painting.
Best thing the Union's DJs. Ever had.
Yeah, probably. Or at least since The Breaks or Bombay Bicycle Club or something.
I didn't go to either of them.
Oh, Bombay Bicycle Club was really good. Anyway, so come. It's £6 if you buy tickets online.
Go on Facebook, search. Look at my Facebook profile picture. That's the flyer. That's all the info you need.
Yeah, and that'll be good. And that's Bear Suit.
Okay.
What have you got next, Rob?
A track from the new Manic Street Preachers album, which is out tomorrow. And it's amazing. And this is called All Is Vanity. I really don't mind. Yes, All Is Vanity by Manic Street Preachers. That album is Journal for Plague Lovers, and it's out tomorrow. And don't buy it from a supermarket, because
you
they've...
You shouldn't buy any albums from supermarkets anyway.
But
right?
They're cheaper, though.
Yeah, but it goes to Tesco rather than to Mr. Fortuna Pop or whatever.
Yeah.
Although it's unlikely that many Fortuna Pop albums get.
Anyway, the main reason not to buy it at a supermarket in this case is because they're covering up the album art because they think it's offensive when it's not at all. It's just
You can see why they do that in some with some albums, but this one is just like a picture of an Oils picture of a boy, basically.
By Jen Saville.
Jenny Saville, yeah.
I think she's famous. I don't know anything.
We know a lot about modern art.
Well, yeah. Like Sigur Rós released that album last year with naked buttocks on the front, and I happened to buy that from a supermarket. Actually.
How dare you!
I know. What the hell? And they didn't cover that up.
Shocking. We should write a letter of complaint.
We should. That album has lyrics by their missing guitarist Richie Edwards. He's now proclaimed dead, actually.
Yeah, let's be honest. Missing for 15 years.
Yeah, but the lyrics were written by him before he left.
He left.
He left us. He left them. And they finally decided to release an album with his lyrics, and it's really good. Anyway, what have you got?
I have got Titus Andronicus, because they're playing in London on the 22nd. Which
and the 20th.
Friday. And the 20th, but
in store, Pure Groove.
And a proper gig as well on the 20th.
Indeed. Really?
What other in-stores and stuff are going on? Pains of Being Put at Heart played on
15th. Oh, Jarvis Cocker is doing an install. Saturday. Jarvis Cocker is doing an install tonight at Rough Trade, if you have time to get down there. Yeah. Check it out.
This is Titus Andronicus, who are playing a couple of times next week. Try and see them. I think they'd be really good live.
Did you see on their website, they've sent a thing to their fans saying, if any of you can lend us a sofa for the night to sleep, please let us. That is rock and roll dedication.
Cool. You know, it's all like
I look to see. 80s and looks like they've got all the London ones sorted out there. So
I think it's because they supported Los Campesinos when they toured the States, and I think they've like made friends with Gareth Los Campesinos, so he's sorted them out with places in London.
Does he live in London?
No. Well, I don't know. He might do, but he's definitely he must have contacts and stuff in London.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, yeah, let's just play the song. Titus Andronicus. This is Arms Against Atrophy. Sarah Junkus, Arms Against Atrophy, off their first record.
Songs. Grievance, awesome.
Yep, I think it's good.
It's their only record so far, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Although, yeah, I think it is. They've got a couple of EPs, but nothing that's not on the album, I don't think.
What kind of genre do you call that
stuff? I don't know. Well, I think they get some negative reviews, but I think they're really, really good because they're kind of. They remind me a bit of The Hold Steady in that they're kind of. They've got like.
Not in sound. They don't sound at all like The Hold Steady.
They sort of do.
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
They sound nothing like The Hold Steady.
They've got a lot more kind of shredded vocal cords, as I quote that song. But
let's ask the listeners, do you think that sounded like The Hold Steady?
I didn't say it sounded like The Hold Steady.
Yes, you did. Don't go back on it now.
There were some similarities between them and The Hold Steady and The Weaker Than, so I'm going to play it.
I don't see any similarities between them and The Hold Steady at all.
Well, okay, let's go through this. In terms of the guitars, they've got a very... The Hold Steady may be more classic rock influence, but they've certainly got something of that in their two guitars, one of which is playing very much a conventional kind of rhythm type stuff. Although, it's that reminds me a lot of something like... what's it called? What's track 7 on Separation Sunday called?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Is it named after
Stevie Nicks? That sounds quite there's a resemblance between that and Stevie Nicks, I'd say.
If you say so.
Okay.
Open it up to the listeners. Studio at rarefm.co.uk.
Anyway, I think we can all agree that in terms of Suburban Angst, that's a pretty bloody good album.
Yes. But I was going to say, people in that genre, that noisy, poppy, fuzzy stuff, they always release EPs instead of whole albums.
Yeah, well, I like EPs. EPs, I like, because maybe it's just that I've got a really short attention span, but a lot of full albums are too long, I think.
Oh, I just want to change my track now.
Okay.
So let's talk for a bit. Have you heard the new Deer Hunter EP?
No, is that the one that's like Cassette Exchange or something?
Rainwater Cassette Exchange. No, I haven't heard it. Actually, maybe I should save it for next week since I'm seeing them tomorrow night. Yeah, I'll save it for next week. You'll have to wait till then. For now, let's play something off the new Wilco album.
Wait, just... Before you do that, EPs, I put a thing on my blog the other day about EPs, so if you're interested in the EP as a form, go and read my blog, it's on there, and you can comment on it. And all kinds
and then
of
look at my comment that has all the best EPs ever on it.
Mine, well, we can look, I think Rob put like the Black Sheep Boy Appendix or something as the best EP ever, by Ockerill River. I'd say a lot of some of the Pavement EPs are absolutely brilliant, like Watery Domestic and Pacific Trim are two of the best ever. The Rites of Spring EP is really, really good. A lot of the Ben and Sebastian early EPs.
EPs are good.
Yeah, we like EPs on most people at Tin Trains.
Yes, we do. Anyway, this isn't an EP. This is the new Wilco album, which leaked midweek. And now they put it on their website to stream because they know it leaked. And then they put like a little message saying, if you've downloaded the leak, here's a list of our favourite charities if you feel the need to make a donation. So they're pretty cool with that. So let's play a song and then Edwin is going to criticise it.
Okay.
This is Bull Black Nova.
Oh,
Wilco, Paul Black Nova. Before we discuss Wilco a bit more, I just want to say that 100% of the emails agreeing with me on that last debate.
Yeah, that's true. Although I still maintain there's certain similarities. I might talk about them when I play the Weakerlands track, if I play the Weakerlands track.
Okay, anyway, back to Wilco. What do you think of their new album?
Well, that track is all right, but so much of the new album and the whole of Sky Blue Sky. I really didn't like Sky Blue Sky, which is their last record from, like,
07.
It was last year. It was 07, yeah. It just sounds like Jeff Tweedy has no energy or anything anymore. It sounds like he's sitting in a chair just writing the same song over
and over
again. I
think he sounds quite good vocally on this one.
Yeah, his vocals sound good. They're nothing like his hoarse shout on the early Uncle Tupelo records or something. But the Uncle Tupelo records have so much more energy and so much better songwriting. And these are just the same every time. Every time is the same tempo, like, mellow guitar thing. And then Nels Klein does his little, the same thing he does on every single song he's ever played on. Except the weird jazz ones. But, yeah, it's just, it's really not interesting, I don't think, anymore. So I was really hoping this was going to be better, but...
What's your official rating out of 10?
My rating out of 10? Well, I've only listened to it about twice, so I'm not going to rate it out of 10.
I'd come on.
It's leaning towards about a 5.
Oh, harsh. Well, I'd only give it about 7.
That is harsh. But when you consider that Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and A Ghost Is Born are both in the 9 or 10 ranking.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they used to be so much better than they are.
Well.
You know, well, still apparently worth going to see if they're not touring the new album. If they're between albums, their tour's really good, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I'm going to see them in August. I think it's still on sale. Tickets. Buy them August 10th or something. They're playing 30th?
In London.
20th? They're playing some bingo hall.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Jeff Tweedy's finally realised that he's gone completely senile.
It's so random. Yeah. Anyway, what have you got for us?
I'm going to play a band called Enablers. Because I was thinking about, the other day, I was thinking about my best records 2008, 6 months on, see what I'd been listening to more or less.
It's only been 5.5 months. Not even four and a half months.
I was revising, I was really bored. So, yeah, this is Enablers. This is my second favourite record of last year, actually, Tundra. And I'll play a song. This song's called Achievers, The Achievers.
Extended straight out before him, and with the flat of his hand, he's taking quiet aim at a rope dangling from the back of a cube truck. The hand moves up and down and from side to side, anticipating distance and wind and the agility it'll take to overcome it. In his right hand, he holds the broadside of a small piece of cardboard popped at his ear. About 5 feet from the rope. Behind him, the shopping cart is parked haphazardly against the curb. It's full to bursting with marginal scraps and has a forgotten, tottering aspect to it, as though it had rolled there and stopped all on its own. He's so attuned and so precise about the task. The separation between spectacle and dream blurs. He's a perfect actor. A series of red lights come and go, and his hand begins to work in diminishing degrees. We'll be right back.
Enablers and the Achievers. What do you think of that, Rob?
It was pretty good. I don't know. It sounded like a rock and roll sea shanty.
nice description. Yeah. I think they kind of sound a bit like Slint, but a bit less restrained. And the vocalist sounds a bit like Captain Beefheart in the way he kind of shouts his words.
Yeah, I've never really been a fan of Captain Beefheart.
Really? Oh, you should. Trout Mask Replica is one of the best records I've ever heard. Once you get into it.
Maybe I'll try it sometime.
Yeah, you should. It's good, good times.
I'll put it on my list.
On the to-listen pile. Yeah. Virtual to-listen pile. What we got next?
My final track for the day is by Malcolm Middleton, who is a Scottish singer-songwriter who writes loads of really depressing songs, but he's amazing. And he used to be an Arab Stramp.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So this is Malcolm Middleton. Can I say the F word?
What time is it? Well, I'm going to say the watershed is 6 o'clock on air. So yeah.
Go for it. This is called Fuck It, I Love You. Here we go.
Full of shower gels I've left around the world in the toilets and bathrooms I've been in. Chips of my youth falling off along the way. It's been a long time falling down. Fuck you, I love you, there you go. Three little words on a mobile phone. And are you coming home? When are you coming home? Don't wanna be alone. I've been careless with my friends, even harder on myself. There's a few stars in the sky of Kel. Pieces of my heart broken off along the way. It's been a long time falling down. Fuck you, I love you, there you go. Three little words on a mobile phone. When are you coming home? When are you coming home? Don't wanna be alone.
Malcolm Middleton.
Oh, it's good. I don't know any of him, but I enjoy that.
I love you. I've just been getting his CDs for free because of this internship I'm doing his record label. So yeah, I checked him out.
What label was it again?
Full Time Hobby, but also in the same office as Full Time Hobby, Hassle, and Vagrant. So lots of punk stuff going on as well. It's quite cool. Anyway, we've come to the end.
I've got one more song, but we'll play that like as we leave, you know. Standard. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed our collaboration.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Probably be back on In Transit next week at 12:30. Is that what time we do it? No, no, I can't even remember anymore.
Yeah, yours is 12:30, mine's 9 o'clock Sundays. And I'll definitely do it next week because I'll finish the exams by then.
We'll be doing a Camden Crawl special, even though it's been a month or so since. But, yeah. And I'm sure we'll have Dream Analysis back. Everyone loves a bit of Dream Analysis. Yeah. That's cool. We're off to see Vivian Girls.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to play one more song this evening, which is going to be Dan and Anna Aykroyd, who are playing at the Stag and Dagger Festival on 21st, which is Thursday. Which is, I think I might go and see that, because all good bands are playing. Cursive, Abe Vigoda are playing, Times New Mikey are playing, although I saw them this week anyway. So this is Dan and Aykroyd. It's off their first record.
I'll say Stag and Dagger is touring. Played London, Leeds and Glasgow. So if you live in Leeds or Glasgow.
We might have some listeners in Leeds or Glasgow, it's possible. Yeah,
if you live in either of those places, check it out.
Or if you feel like travelling to Leeds or Glasgow to follow the tour.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much good stuff, you might not be able to see it all in London.
It's true.
You'll have to move on to Leeds and then Glasgow to see it all.
Anyway, it's a lot of good bands. It's £16.50 or something, quite cheap. Thursday. But this is Dan and Aykroyd, it's called Infinity Milk. See you next week.
See you next week. Aykroyd, what's that?
Okay, that wasn't Dan and Aykroyd, that was Cap and Jazz, but we can play that anyway.
No, I want to hear Dan and Aykroyd.
Okay, well, the reason I've got Cap and... I don't know what track... Oh, yeah, 17. Goes to track 17 on the player. This will be Dan and Aykroyd. Anyway, the reason I had Cap and Jazz is that Dan and Aykroyd, I was listening to their record today and it reminded me a lot of Cap and Jazz, so I thought I might play a Cap and Jazz song, but I didn't.
But you didn't.
Yeah, that's a good story for you. Anyway, Dan and Aykroyd. See you next time. We'll be right back.
Where are you going? Daddy, don't run!